Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
But see, it sounds reasonable what the social engineers do. They go, oh, you know, this Freon's bad for the ozone layer. Let us take over. And it turns out DuPont and Dow Chemical lobbied to ban it because their patent had run out and they had something new and it wasn't really true. But they set the precedent. We'll say how big your toilet is, how much water it can have. We'll say what type of light bulb. Oh, now it's a federal mandate with zoning home inspection. Oh, you can't smoke in your house. You can't smoke in a bar. You can't smoke outside. Cigarettes are bad. We know that. But it gives them the power to take away free will. And now you're in a tyranny. Gentlemen, we've just got a few minutes left. And if you want to pop back in during the third hour, I want to try to get Michael Zwirling in here because he's a very interesting fellow as well. But Michael Olson, program director at these two fine stations, KSCO AM 1080 and KOMY AM 1340. I wanted to just get both of you to comment on anything else we've discussed here because we've got the general manager here and we've also got Bill Graff, the engineer.
I have something. I want to ask you. What can we do as people? I mean, faced with all of this that we're faced with, what can we do to survive? For not only for ourselves, but for our children and our children's children, what can we do, Alex?
Well, we can take the states back. There's a lot of different strategies, but I go with the nullification 10th Amendment move is one of the key political things. But the biggest issue is people are now ready to hear the truth. They weren't 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Now people are ready. I mean, America's awake. They just they don't know what they've woken up to. But they're awake, and we need to, while the establishment gives them all these false, twisted messages, we need to go, hey, you know, over here.
Do you know what I think happened? I think we were all ready for a change, so we put the current administration in for a change, and then we found out they didn't change.
Yeah.
That's what woke me up.
No, exactly. I think it snapped people out of a trance.
And I think you're right. Also, I think of this in terms of food. We used to be satisfied with the food that they gave us. Then we discovered the joys of local food, real food from our neighbors.
There's a total rebellion all over Austin, all over the other towns. You know, and I mean, everybody I meet through my children who have friends is doctors, lawyers, scientists, and they know all about the New World Order. Some of them don't even know who I am. They know all about everything, and they've got all these co-ops, and it's a whole culture, and the food's great. I mean, it's amazing. This is a rebellion.
And that's what's frightening of it, and that's why there are all of these laws designed to make food safe. But really, the laws are designed not to make food safe, just like this global warming thing. It's not designed to make food safe. It's designed to make it safe for them and not for us.
It consolidates it.
Yes, consolidates. So it makes their food safe, and it gets rid of our food.
And
that's
ensures their profit.
Yeah,
tell folks when they can tune in anywhere in the world to KSCO.com and hear your weekly reports on this.
Well, I'm on Saturday morning from 9 to 10. It's called the Food Chain Radio Program. You can also pick me up at metrofarm.com. I have my shows archived there.
Well, really good stuff. I look forward to having you on my show.
Hey, we'll have some fun.
Yeah, you're here. Well, you're here now with us. Hopefully you guys will pop back in the third hour and we can take some phone calls. And I really appreciate Bill over there.
Isn't he handsome?
He is.
I have a great face for radio.
He's a good guy.
And you know,
he actually has a gregarious, loving face.
As he does. It's like a Papa Bear.
Until something goes wrong technically, and then I run around like a banshee.
I'm the same. Well, you know, it's the nice guys that you don't want to mess with. The guys that are acting tough, they're not tough. But it's the guys that, oh, nice and friendly, that'll pull your arm out of socket.
Yeah, I've seen Billy get that way.
Usually when the transmitter stops transmitting.
Yeah. Oh, man. And, you know, this is crazy. You guys got the transmitter right over here.
You know, you were talking about our facility here that you're sitting in right now. It's a studio design built in 1947. And the walls, it's kind of hard to describe, but the walls are actually round.
And they're rounded because?
Sound.
Sure. That's the original. Yeah, so it doesn't bounce around the corners.
That's right.
No, I'm going to take photos of this in my new studio, maybe copy this, because this is like, the walls in here look like Princess Leia's ambassador ship.
Yeah.
When Darth Vader's chasing
exactly,
her.
Exactly, exactly.
I mean, I feel like Darth Vader's about to come around the corner. We'll be right back, folks.
Well, this is Santa Cruz. It could happen.
We'll be right, William Perales. We'll be back with Lindsay Williams. Stay with us.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to open the phones up for Lindsey Williams. We're going to start taking your phone calls at the bottom of the hour for questions for him. This is part two of the live interview we did last week with him on, what was it, Thursday. And he's with us for the rest of this hour, maybe a little bit into the next hour. And Lindsey was saying he wanted to talk about solutions. But Pastor Lindsey Williams, for those that don't know who he is or just joined us or driving along wondering what we're talking about, he knows a retired CEO of one of the big three oil companies. We know who it is. We've confirmed it. And he's told Lindsey a lot of things beforehand, predictions about what the elite are going to do that turn out to be very accurate, frighteningly accurate, similar to leaks we get from Bilderberg Group year after year. Back in 2006, Estelin, as well as Tucker with their sources, when I was with them in Canada and Ottawa there at the Capitol, covering Bilderberg, said they're going to pop the bubble in real estate, and then they're going to start a basic global depression, and then they're going to try to kill the dollar. That's what was discussed there. And boom, it happened. So this is very similar to that. But Lindsey, we'll get a little bit into, you know, basic solutions or your ideas. But specifically, for those that joined us, briefly recap the six or seven points that he made to you about the dollar, what he said about oil going up to 150 to 200 in the next 6 to 8 months, what this top globalist told you, who's now terminally ill with cancer, so as we put it last week, has now spilt his guts. And that, of course, integrates in with 60 Minutes shock report, real unemployment nationwide 17.5, California 22%, and that's a whitewash even in and of itself. Here's CNBC, dollar at risk of becoming toxic waste, the charts show. We're going to be discussing all of that. Here's a New York Times article, Falling into the Chasm, Paul Krugman. His answer is give the Federal Reserve more power. And he goes on to say, this is what happens when you need to leap over an economic chasm, but either can't or won't jump far enough so that you only get part of the way across. And his answer is pump more money to the banks. So they create the crisis, offer the solution. Lindsay Williams, good to have you here with us.
Alex, I think everybody in America was listening to your show Thursday of last week. I had call after call after call, and on Friday morning, an individual called me up and he said, Lindsay, you're all over the Internet. And I said, what do you mean? Sure enough, I think nearly every major Patriot Internet site in the country had replayed your program on Thursday. Alex, people seem to be hungry for the truth. So over the weekend, I contacted both the two Mr. X's of my book, Energy Non-Crisis. Now, the one gentleman who has cancer, is terminally ill, is only expected to live for about another 2 weeks. And I don't know, I may come out with some very startling things after he passes away. What I found out over the weekend, Alex, if the people out in the listening audience knew even a fraction of what I've been told, you would be utterly startled. You must not, I beg of you, everybody in Alex Jones' listening audience, you cannot allow Congress to bail out the mortgage-backed securities. You can't let them do it. You must stop them. Do you realize that they are giving to the elitist of the world between $2 and $7 trillion of your taxpayers' money? You can't let them bail out the mortgage-backed securities. They're going to try it after the election. Mark my words. I mean, what I'm getting is so startling, Alex. I would challenge every movement, every group in America to clamp down, stop this scumbag Congress that we've got up there. Stop them. Don't let them bail out the mortgage-backed securities and the security business today.
I want to talk with you about what that means overall and how that ties into your main Mr. X and one of the other sources you've got, plus the lady who we've confirmed was having that meeting with Napolitano, and she was saying get ready for total implosion and get your 6 months of food and water. I mean, that really scared people. I had a big event last night, and people were asking that question over and over again. But I don't think we can wait 2 weeks until Mr. X dies, and hopefully when he won't die. But if he does, I hope you come on here first to reveal what it is so startling that you're saying you can't say it now. But can you give us some type of hint or some type of idea of the information that's so big that he doesn't want it out?
Well, Alex, it goes all the way back to why we were in Iraq. I mean, this thing is so in-depth with information that they've given me over the years. Many of the things I have not said out of respect for this gentleman and fear that I might get both he and I in trouble. Now, over the weekend, 7 banks were closed here in the United States of America. That means that from the first of this year until right now, 139 banks have been closed in 2010. Do you realize how drastic this is when Janet Napolitano just came out last week and said to a very close friend of hers who lives here in Phoenix, Arizona, who was in Washington at a private dinner meeting that she had with her, and she said, I want you to go back to Arizona. I want you to immediately, for the sake of your family, I'm saying this, Janet Napolitano said to her, I'm saying this only to a few of my very close friends, get 6 months of food and water in your house immediately. I mean, doesn't all this tell us something? Why are we in Afghanistan? Even though they even told us why we're there. The real reason why we were in Iraq, I'll be coming out with this after this man dies, but out of respect for him, I can't do it until then. But
Lindsay, hold on. Lindsay,
we're
on the verge of something. You got to tell us the real reason we were in Iraq. Come on, this is too important.
Well,
tell us as much as you can.
Basically, the Bush family, Bush. I mean, this goes back to the time when Saddam Hussein threatened George Bush Sr. He, of course, had to take revenge. When it goes back to Abner Dethridge, who took the message to Saddam to go ahead and go into Kuwait, I mean, all of this adds up to we have been so We've been led down the primrose path. We have been done in by our politicians in Washington, D.C. The past few presidents have been nothing but pawns in the hands of the New World Order. And now we go into Afghanistan for the sake of protecting the opium fields. And remember, 87% of the world's opium comes out of Afghanistan.
Well, it's now 90.
Of protecting the opium fields and the bankers. I mean, this thing is so in-depth when you hear these elitists talk about it. Alex, it would enrage the American people if they knew the whole story of what's happening. But right now, our biggest crisis is the mortgage-backed securities issue. You're going to hear the word MBS more and more. They will own, you will give the elitists $2 to $7 trillion for the purpose of taking your residential and commercial mortgages, and they will get it all free of charge. I mean, I can hardly even talk this morning with what I've heard here lately. It's so startling, folks. You cannot let this scumbag Congress between election and January, you cannot let them do what they've got on the docket to do. They know they're on their way out. And they're going to pull every trick of the trade before January and the new Congress takes over. Folks, you can't let them do it.
Well, Lindsay, you talked to him then again just in the last few days?
I talked to him on Sunday.
Okay, you talked to him on Sunday. What more can you tell us that he told you that you can tell us? And, I mean, of all the years I've interviewed you, and I've been interviewing you for 14 years, 15 years, I've never heard you so hectic. I've never calling you people, you know, scumbags. I've never heard this much earnestness in your voice. I mean, what is it that's got you so freaked out? I mean, did he tell you they're about to pull the trigger on a total implosion?
They are definitely on the verge of doing what they want to do. Let me put it this way. He said to me 2 years ago, within 2 years, you'll not recognize America. He said again, by 2012, the dollar will be dead. He said again, within 2 years, nearly everybody in America will be working for the government. We are right now on the verge of them doing what he told me 2 years ago that they were going to do. They feel that they have it in the bag. They feel that everything is ready. This man knows that this is what's about to happen. He has been willing to warn me and not tell me not to warn the nation. Because, you know, when a man is dying, Alex, he'll say a lot of things he won't say otherwise. And I just come out here with a warning and say to you, they are ready to draw the string. It is not long off before they accomplish what they want. And if they accomplish what they want to do, then your grandchildren and your great-great-grandchildren will be slaves in the United States of America on our own land to the elitist of the world. And one of the major things that they're going to do, of course, is the banking situation. Over the weekend, it should tell you something. 7 banks closed. 139 banks have been closed since the first of this year, the most since the Great Depression. Folks, you've got to do something in protecting your house. Okay, first of all, do what Janet Napolitano said. I mean, she let the cat out of the bag. If there's any such thing as buzzwords, she gave them on last Thursday morning before I went on your show. She said, get 6 months of food and water in your house. Stock market. Folks, please, I beg of you, if you have anything to do with the stock market, you must watch Tony Robbins on YouTube. If you have any doubt about what I'm saying from these elitists that have told me these things, then listen to somebody else. I mean, if you'd like a backup to this, then listen to Tony Robbins, R-O-B-I-N-S, on YouTube, and he says basically the same thing the elitist is saying, except he's saying it from his own. Again, get cash in the house. If you don't have cash money in your house, do you realize if there happened to be a cyber attack, which Janet Napolitano has alluded to, do you realize you would not be able to go to the grocery?
Well, they're gearing up, Lindsay, they're gearing up and pre-hyping that it's going to come, but we know they're going to launch it.
Well, sure they are. They'll know exactly what they're doing, and they'll know when it's going to happen. And I have been warned 2 years ago that we had a two-year time frame, a two-year window. It is at the end of that two-year window right now. Iran is at the point that they want a Middle East crisis to take place, and it may not necessarily be with Iran. It may be some other way. They could launch a cyber attack from over there.
It could be Syria. It could be Pakistan. Stay there. I want to get into this cyber attack. I want to get into that $200 a barrel oil. We'll be right back with Lindsey Williams, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
We are back. I'm coming to you live from the studios of KSCO, 1080 AM and KOMY, AM 1340, here in beautiful Santa Cruz, California. I'll be speaking tonight for about 4 hours to another great sold-out crowd of wonderful patriots. Going back to Lindsey Williams, Lindsey, to quantify all of this, specifically, you sound shaken up more than I ever have heard you, this concerned. And you're saying that did he tell you I'm going to die in 2 weeks, they tell me, and you can't talk about this till I'm dead? Or, what did he say?
Well, I would say it's more of a matter of respect Alex, but this man is terminal. He was very weak when I talked to him on the phone over the weekend. His relative said that he has approximately 2 weeks to live. The things that he has given me over the years, and now to bring all this to a culmination, it's kind of like a funnel. You pull the funnel full at the top when it's big. You get down to the spout, and it's coming out strong. We are at that spout point right now. The elitist, the name of the game is control. They do not want revolution. Let me state this emphatically. I know most of all patriot people out there and friends are looking for a revolution. They don't want revolution. That's the last thing in the world they want. They do not want you to wake up enough to become so concerned that you will revolt. The name of the game is total control. They want your house mortgage. They want the commercial real estate of America. And they want to get every bit of it free of charge. And they will. If they have to use a cyber attack, they will. If they have to use the mortgage institutions being bailed out to the tune of $2 to $7 trillion, which they're predicting they will, and you American taxpayers are going to pay it. Don't let them do it. I mean, I don't know how to say this enough after my conversations this weekend. I just want to shout over your broadcast, if I could, everybody out there in the listening audience, every group in America, don't let Congress bail out the mortgage-backed security. You will literally be giving the elitists of the world between $2 and $7 trillion of money from the Treasury of the United States of America through the Federal Reserve.
And that won't fix the problem. That won't fix the problem they've created. I mean, you notice the more power we give them, the more bailouts they need. Now, specifically, you talked about $150 to $200 a barrel. That translates to $5 to $6 to $7 a gallon, depending on where you live in the country. What's the time frame on that, A, and did he say anything else about it?
Yes. You remember 2 years ago he told me it was going from 147 to 50. It did it exactly as he said 2 months later. This time it's going in the opposite direction. It is going back up to $150 to $200 a barrel. You're looking somewhere, and they're going to do this so that you won't jump out of the saddle. They don't want the frog to jump out of the pot. They are not going to take it there overnight like they brought it down overnight. Instead, they're going to take it back up gradually, and it'll take place somewhere between 6 months and a year. Diesel fuel's already up 10 cents a gallon here in our local area, and you're going to see it go back up to $4 and $5 a gallon at the gas pump, and you'll see it done gradually. If they see you jumping out of the saddle and getting too angry, they'll just merely slow that program down a little bit. Don't pay any attention to that. Don't let them dupe you. Don't you know what their plan is? I have told you. This man has told me what the plan is. Everything this man has told me over the past 35 years has taken place exactly as he said it. You can depend on this also, and it is a drawing of the string of these people. So yes.
Well, Lindsay, to be specific though,
within the next 6 months to a year, it going back up gradually to the point you'll be paying that at the gas pump. If they need to use a Middle East crisis, they will. And the Strait of Hormuz, all it takes is one tanker. 30% of the oil of the world passes through there in any given day. They can do any of these things they want to in order to bring about what they want to bring to come to pass, Alex.
Okay, now, Lindsay, he's given you amazing predictions, and almost all of them have come true. But I guess he was speculating because even the establishment didn't know exactly what was going to happen with the oil spill. I mean, he did say that was going to be a little bit worse than it's turned out to be, right? I mean, he wasn't completely right about that.
Well, that positively was an accident. That was not planned. And they finally had to fill that entire pipe with drilling mud and close it off. So that's kind of a issue of the past, and people around the Gulf will have to live with the correct.
And we don't really know the truth because
now we come down to the other things that are most important. And, of course, we're going to face crude oil prices going up. We're going to face this mortgage-backed security crisis. And I listed over the weekend, in light of what these people have told me, what you need to do. Janet Napolitano was right. Go do it immediately. Stock market, folks, you've got to take action if you're in it. Your cash, you must have some cash in your house. Don't put it in the bank. You can't depend on the bank. The banks have a major problem. And your 401ks and your IRAs, the retirement funds, if you're depending on those, please, I beg of you, give it a second thought.
Lindsay,
hold it.
We got to go to break. Come, we're going to come back and go to phone calls and
I'll go through some more of this key information. Stay with us. It's Monday.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If your handgun is loaded and easy to get to, it's also dangerous. What if you could reach your loaded handgun instantly and still provide a margin of safety for your family? Introducing the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com. The Drag and Draw Gun Vault is a small portable gun safe for subcompact pistols or snub-nose revolvers. It's made of heavy gauge steel, padded inside, and uses your fingerprint to open and close. With the Drag and Draw Gun Vault, you'll now be able to keep your handgun locked and loaded without fear of an accident. See the revolutionary Drag and Draw Gun Vault in action and order yours online at MyQuickSafe.com. That's MyQuickSafe.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or go to MyQuickSafe.com. Stay locked, loaded, and safe with the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
As we've been tracking on the wine spread, much too long, Stephen. Babylon system is the vampire. Yeah.
Sucking the blood of the children.
Sucking the children day by day.
Babylon system.
The Babylon system is a vampire. Falling empire.
Yeah, people like to make fun of third world countries because they can never get themselves together. But now it's happening here. It's always been going on, but now there's so many vampires, so many parasites, and they're collapsing the civilization and society by design. That's why my films, The Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic, are so important. They're really not films about Obama, but it's meant to get liberals and conservatives to watch the film and to see how he's nothing but a puppet and how the banks have engineered these crises. And I released The Obama Deception now more than a year and a half ago, Fall of the Republic, what, 8-9 months ago. And those are the key films to show you currently what's happening. I hope you'll get them at Infowars.com. I hope you'll make copies of the DVDs. I hope you'll send the videos out to everyone you know, because it, in a complex but riveting way, it lays it all out. Because if we don't politically, as a society, stand up
and shatter the left-right paradigm and point out how they control us and how they divide and conquer us and what this global banking agenda is, we're going to lose this society. Lindsey Williams, before he leaves, will give you the number and website if you want to get some of the books and films and DVDs and audio CDs that break down all of his research and intel and his sources. But prophecyclub.com has all that latest information available. But before he leaves us at 5 after next hour, maybe we'll even keep him a little bit longer, we will give you that number and other information. So prophecyclub.com. Of course, again, our websites are infowars.com and prisonplanet.tv. 6 days a week, we live video stream the full radio show. We're not doing that today because I'm here in Santa Cruz, California. But there can be no doubt now that we're going into a depression. There can be no doubt it was engineered. That's admitted. And there can be no doubt that the people that engineered it are in control. And it's very, very simple. And people need to understand this is the fruit of globalism. It is poverty. It is bankruptcy. It is war. It is pain. I want to go to Steve, Matt, Ronnie, Diane, Nalani, and others that are patiently holding. And as you hear those callers disconnect when we're done, you can call in 800-259-9231. Lindsey, they're openly now announcing. I saw them changing the rules 5 years ago. Now they're saying, yeah, we're going to take your private pension funds and tax them, keep them safe for you. Oh, because they invested in mortgage-backed securities, the government's got to take it over. You know, that's how they sell it. And, oh, yes, we are, you know, blocking COLA increases on cost of living expenses for seniors on Social Security. I mean, it goes on and on. But don't worry, they've got tax increases on top of it all to further stall the economy and carbon taxes for you. And if that doesn't, you know, break your wallet, well, we've got all these cops out there writing tickets as fast as they can. One of the guys at the station just ran to the store to get some breakfast for us and you know, didn't completely stop at a stop sign and just got a ticket. The police right out here are like piranhas, you know, feeding. But if you're an illegal alien, though, they fall down on their knees and worship you and say you can go because, again, they want to keep those borders wide open to further drive down wages until we're all third world serfs. As soon as we're third world serfs, though, you better believe they're going to be throwing the illegals in the hooskow in the little prison cells immediately. Lindsey, I want to go to phone calls, but anything else that he told you in this last discussion you had just yesterday, anything else you can tell us? You say out of respect. I mean, obviously he's telling you this information so that you can talk about it as long as you don't give up his identity. The system's listening to your phones. They know who it is. I know who it is. I know who the lady in Phoenix is, you know, separately and confirmed it. So, I mean, why not just go ahead and tell us? Because, you know, God forbid you could, I mean, I think it's dangerous for you to know this information and to not tell us all of it now. I mean, if it's really that powerful, that's the only danger you're in, is not telling us what he told you.
Well, I think if I could all sum it all up in just a few expressions, after what I've heard this weekend, every person out there in your listening audience needs to somehow, some way, I don't know how you're going to do it, you need to get a paid-for roof over your head. When this mortgage-backed security thing comes down, they will own your mortgage, and they will tell you what to do with your house the rest of your days. You'll not be able to leave it to your children. You need a paid-for roof over your head, even if it's a shanty. It's better than having a mansion and letting the elitists tell you everything to do. Government intervention in your life, you've never seen the like of what it's going to be because the elitists control the president. They tell Congress what to do. Who do you think wrote the health care bill? You remember that this gentleman said to me months ago before the health care bill was ever passed, he said, Chaplain, that's not a health care bill. He said, that is total control. Well, now we've realized that everything that's in the health care bill is exactly that.
No, it's got the death panels. It was written by the banks that own the insurance companies. It makes you buy it. Then they can cut the actual care you get. It doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. It is another giant tax. It has provisions in there for real estate taxes, federal property taxes. I mean, it's all in there. Increased taxes on the Social Security money they take out of your check. It is a total nightmare. They're seizing control. They're building threat fusion centers, openly federalizing all of our police. I mean, this is a criminal takeover. What else can you tell us that he told you? I mean, what is shaking you up so bad? Tell us, Lindsay.
Well, he has warned me over and over and over, and he keeps on warning me. He said, Chaplain, the only place you can secure any of your assets is in gold and silver. He said, real estate, you can't depend on it. He said, nothing else you can. He said, gold and silver, and don't let somebody else hold it in paper form for you. You need to purchase more, even at $1,350 an ounce. You've got to do it. Folks, get out of your 401ks and your IRAs and transfer them over to silver accounts, retirement accounts, anything you can. And again, I'll stress, please get cash in your home because the elite are on the verge of drawing the string. And whatever they do, they will control you because if you don't have cash, you can't buy gasoline at the pump, even if you can get it. I mean, if you can get it. And you won't be able to
buy
the
grocery about
store. Every preparation that you possibly can make. But again,
Lindsay,
please get a paid-for roof over your head.
Lindsay, did he talk to you about bank runs or bank holidays when they shut it down and then announced dollars have been devalued afterwards? Because, you know, that's even what the New York Times is now talking about.
Yes, he positively has said that we are going to have a disruption of the currency. How they will choose to do it, there's many different ways. And, of course, the thing that he said so plainly is the dollar is going to go down and down and down and down in value. I beg of you, get it right now. If there's anything in the world that you need to buy and you have the cash to buy it right now. Because the dollar is going to become more worthless by the day. He has stressed this over and over and over, that the dollar is going to be dead, and they will probably go to another currency. They will go to a currency of some kind. It's under my impression from listening to these people that they'll probably go directly to a world currency and not just the North American Union currency. I think they've bypassed that. But get some cash in the house and be prepared for whatever may take place. He warns me about that over and over.
Well, notice how the government is lying to everybody. We've known for more than 2 years national unemployment is above 22%. It's 22.2, 22.6, 22.8. It varies according to these actuaries that are put out by, you know, big mainline financial analyst firms. Anybody can just search the term real unemployment above 22%. But here's 60 Minutes shock report. We've got the full report up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the video 15-minute segment from 60 Minutes. 60 Minute Shock Report, real unemployment nationwide, 17.5, California, 22. And then here's CNBC today, dollar at risk of becoming toxic waste chart show. The dollar slump could get far worse if the dollar index takes out last year's low. Robin Griffiths, technical analyst at Casanova Capital, told CNBC today, if the dollar index takes out the low that was made roughly a year ago, I really think that there will not only encourage more sales, it will cause a little bit of a minor panic. He went on to say, a year ago, it was deemed too cheap. If it goes any lower, then it actually becomes toxic waste. The dollar resumed its recent downturn Monday, so gold went back up today, in the wake of a meeting of finance ministers from the group of G20 nations. That's the folks coordinating the concerted global devaluation of all currencies. They call it, what's the exact term they use for a coordinated devaluation? The meeting failed to yield a definitive agreement on currencies, putting selling pressure on the greenback. The dollar is being trashed. We've actually had effective devaluation of about 14% in the last 2 months, Griffin said. His view is contrary to the HSBC foreign exchange strategist David Bloom, who told CNBC that the continuation of currency war after the G20 might put pressure on risky assets, causing a flight to safety for the dollar. Well, that's what Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has said on this show many times, former head of policy at the Treasury under Reagan, but he says that only happens for a short time. So that's why the dollar goes down, then other currencies go down, then people flood back into bonds and the dollar goes back up. But if you look at the chart, it's steadily going down. So, yes, it'll go down by a few points and then go back up by a point, then go down a couple more points, then go back up by a point or two. But overall, in the aggregate, it's going straight down. Lindsay, did he specifically give you a time frame on when the dollar would go belly up?
Oh, yes, he positively did. In fact, I think I've given this on your show before. He said the dollar will be dead by 2012. And, of course, it's very easy to see that this year, in 2011, they could begin to do a lot of things to cause the dollar to be completely worthless. You must prepare for all of this. Now, the United States has lost 42,400 factory jobs since 2001. 75% of those factories employed more than 500 people. Do you realize that the elitist is every bit of this? They have moved everything abroad.
Well, we've lost millions of factory jobs. It's a lot worse. Absolutely. It's all been done by design. Let's go to some phone calls, Lindsay. Amazing information. Let's talk to Steve in New Mexico. Steve, thanks for holding her on the air.
Lindsay and Alex, listen, not to belabor the point, but as I understand it, what we have here is an elite cartel of international bankers, and they're subjecting us to a kind of financial and economic rape. And my question is this. Isn't it high time that we hit these financial terrorists where they live and withdraw all our money from the banks? In other words, a concerted, coordinated, nationwide effort to pull the plug on the banksters by withdrawing their lifeblood.
Yes, there must be massive action on the part of the American people. And the thing that I guess the reason I'm so disturbed this morning, and the reason Alex and everybody else can hear it in my voice, is because of what I've heard in the past few days. Folks, you don't have much longer. These people feel that they have it in the bag. And every group in America, every person listening to the Alex Jones Show, you're right. We've got to have a concerted effort to stop the scumbag Congress between election and January. There's no telling what they're
going to do. Yeah, they're going to try to ram through.
By the elitists. They know they're on their way out. Yeah, we've got to have a concerted effort against these elitists.
Well, they're going to try to ram through the carbon tax. They're going to try to ram through the Cybersecurity Act. They're going to try to ram through the bill they already passed, let the banks take any houses they want without the deeds. But Obama pocket vetoed it 2 weeks ago and just set it aside so we can sign it later, and they've signaled that they will. But you know, not just getting out of the big six megabanks, that's important, but you know, a lot of people will go down to their credit union and pull their money out like it's their fault. No, the head of the Texas Banking Association, just in February of this year, wrote a big article and said, look, the big megabanks have engineered this. This Banking Re-Regulation Act that they're about to pass, and they did pass it a few months later, is only going to give them more power to take us over. And that's what they're doing, is snapping up local banks that actually are helping our economy. So we need to differentiate between the mega globalist money changers and your local banks. But as important as getting your money out of the big six mega banks is politically having the will and pointing out they are the criminals. We need to be pointing our fingers and screaming and saying, there's the bad man at a fifth grade level. That's the bad man. He did it. You know, police, thief, you know, purse snatcher. There he is. We need to point out that these people are doing this out in the open. Anything else, Steve?
No, and I thank you, too.
Thank you, Steve. Let's talk to Matt in Massachusetts. You're on the air with Lindsay Williams.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call. I'm just wondering, Lindsay, last week you mentioned that your source had explained to you that we should be watching Russia and China. And I'm wondering, do you expect the United States to be at war with Russia or China anytime soon? And if so, who wins the war and what happens after the war?
Well, naturally, we're not going to win the war. We have moved all of our industry abroad.
China makes over 80% of the components. China makes most of the components for the weapons.
Yeah, and we are totally at their mercy. If the Strait of Hormuz was closed, even our own military could not operate. Our tanks couldn't run.
And our own government gave them the Panama Canal. This is a long-term CFR, Trilateral Commission, stated plan to move everything to China and then shut us down and just leave us with a bunch of paramilitary parasites feeding off of us. I mean, it's a nightmare situation. And you notice the last 2 weeks, China announced they were going to cut off all rare earth minerals needed for all the weapons components, all the cell phones, everything, because China has gotten over a 90% oligopoly or a semi-monopoly over all rare earth minerals. But the globalists aren't stupid. They allowed China to strategically do that and then basically blocked any U.S. companies from doing it. This is a master plan, ladies and gentlemen. And now China backed off a bit and said, well, we're just going to reduce most of those rare earth minerals. So even if companies wanted to build semiconductors here, wanted to build smart bombs here, wanted to build high-tech iPhones here, which are already built in China even if they wanted to do that, you couldn't build it here because we can't get the rare earth minerals that are needed to do it.
Remember, the elitists control China and Russia just like they control the United States of America. They just use a little different methodology of doing it. And yes, I have been warned to watch China. Can you imagine Walmart without a single product on the shelf made in China? Well, you may very well see this because of the currency wars and the trade wars. And now our stupid Congress, of all things, want to go in there and slap on certain laws about China. And then they go over there and meddle in all of their business, just like they meddled in Iran. And then Iraq. And now Iraq is turning around saying, we don't want your democracy. We have just pulled so many boners, and every single one of them to the advantage of the elite. And now they think they can turn around and get the American taxpayer to just lay belly up and bail out the mortgage-backed securities and give them $2 to $7 trillion. Oh, folks, this is so dangerous. We've got to stand up and take action immediately, or our great-great-grandchildren are going to be slaves in the hands of the elite.
All right, well said, Lindsey Williams. Thanks for the call, Matt. Ronnie, Diane, Nalani, Kyle, others, your calls are straight ahead with Lindsey Williams. We're live at InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com, or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, side note, this whole studio here at KSCO in Santa Cruz was built just for the station. But they have another building right next door that is a World War II bomb shelter gun emplacement that has another studio in it. that they do the Dead Doctors Don't Live program out of. So literally from a bunker, we join you from Santa Cruz, and the great crew is back there in Austin at the Central Texas Command Center. Lindsey Williams is with us. He'll be with us about 15 minutes of the next hour. We really appreciate him giving us all this exclusive information. Let's go to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, you're on the air.
Thank you, sirs. For Lindsey Williams, you, sir, are a blessing to our once proud constitutional republic, and thanks for dutifully sharing the joy in grim reality. You know, for me, to face even grim reality and act accordingly is real joy. And so my question for you, sir, is what is the game plan, if they have one, for somehow extinguishing our globally exploding eruption of absolute freedom for family farmers for growing truly organic, non-GMO hemp marijuana, for starters, i.e. to help...
All right, Ronnie, I appreciate your call. They are moving with S-510 to try to shut down any type of independent farming, not just hemp. Lindsey Williams?
Yeah, the name of the game is control. This is what it's all about. And whatever it takes for them to be able to bring about total control of everything from your house to your automobile to your money to your life to where you go to what you do, this is their end goal. And whatever it takes for them to do this, they plan to do it. They use the Iraqi war in order to accomplish one thing. Now they're using Afghanistan to accomplish something else. They bring in the drugs from Mexico. They leave the borders wide open so that all of their disruptive people can come in. Every bit of this is a total part of the total program of the name of the game is control.
Order out of chaos to bring in full spectrum dominance. They bring chaos into every sector of society and life, and they bring control into every sector of society and life. Diane in Ohio, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams.
Hi, Alex and Lindsey, thanks for all that you guys have been doing. But Lindsey, I have a comment here. I don't know if you know of Kevin Trudeau.
Yeah, the infomercial guy. What about him?
Last month, which is September, the middle of September, he said on his radio show that Goldman Sachs, Citibank, and the IMF was on their way into Iran to take over the entire financial system. And 1 week later, Alex, you mentioned that the computer over there got worms.
Yes.
So they are in Iran. They went in through back door.
Yes.
Yeah, the elite do want, now this is very positive, the elite already, you know, I've been telling you for 2 years, no, we're not going to have a Middle East crisis. And everybody laughed at me. And I said, no, the elite is telling me they're not going to. Well, I'm telling you now they're ready. They want a Middle East crisis of some kind within the next 3 to 4 months' time. This is very positive.
Well, that's why they're trying to destabilize Pakistan as well. They're talking about hitting Syria. Anything else, Diane?
No, I just wanted you to know that.
All right. Thank you so much for that information. Lindsey, we're going to break in 1 minute, and I know I'm springing this on you, but if folks want to get your latest audio CD that you've just been making over the weekend, breaking all this down in succinct fashion, they can go to prophecyclub.com, I know, to get it, or they can also call a toll-free number. Do you have that number?
The number is 888-799-6111. Everything that the elite has planned to do for the rest of this year and through 2012, and not only that, but I have done a complete breakdown of 14 things that you need to do immediately, and I explain them in depth.
Please, all right, give the number out again.
888-799-6111 on prophecyclub.com.
All right, we'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us. 70 seconds.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.